listener production.
Hey there, Alistair Kirkby with your Eastern and Wheatbelt local news. Here's what's making news Thursday, June 1. The state opposition says the federal agriculture minister needs to front up to West Aussie farmers about the planned ban to live sheep exports. They're calling on Murray Watt to look farmers in the eye and explain the reasons behind the ban. Deputy leader of the Nationals, Peter Rundle, says Mr. Watt is hiding behind the consultation panel.
He needs to actually have a good hard look at himself and actually turn up, front the growers, talk to them about why he wants to close the industry, because they're doing it tough out there. We've got a tough season, which is just exacerbating the problem.
There's a call for electric vehicle charging stations to be installed along the Outback Highway. The state budget allocated $150 million to sealing the road between Laverton and central Queensland. Chairman of the Outback Highway Development Council, Patrick Hill, says 400 vehicles are expected to travel on the road every day once it's sealed.
Mobile communications is also very important as well. So now that we've secured the funding for the road, there is a big concentration now on infrastructure, on the road to make it user-friendly.
And a bull is no longer on the loose at Kalkoola Bushland Park in Kalgoorlie Boulder. Locally named Carl the Bull has safely been relocated to a nearby station. He likely got in through a damaged section of the fence, which has now been repaired, and the park has reopened to the public. In sport, the Goldfields Giants are hoping to continue their winning streak this weekend in the men's NBL 1 West. The side just scraped through with a win against the Perry Lakes Hawks last week, 79-77. They'll take on the Coburn Cougars at Niels Hansen Stadium on Saturday night at 7:30. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app.